Our captain is very keen to see a great deal more down here, as indeed all of us are, I'm sure. So our intention is now to go towards the southwest and go up the Kirtlitz Glacier, up onto the plateau, then along the edge of the plateau, looking down into the dry valleys, and then we'll come down the right valley directly over Vander Station so as we can look down at the people there. People are talking to us from the ground and they're wanting us to turn around here so they can get some good pictures of us, so this is what we're attempting to do. Back here over Williams Field. We're just going over this promontory here, so as we can look down here at Scott Face, almost underneath the aircraft on the left-hand side, and just over the hill, as we say, at Scott Base, there's McMurdo Station. See quite a number of craters up here. Also, you might see what appears to be a road and two little green huts on the end of it down here on the rocky surface. That's where we have another scientific outpost for atmosphere work. There's three green huts there you might be able to see on the left-hand side. Yes, we've got a lot of interest up here. We've got all sorts of people talking to us and asking us to come down and see them and so on. So we're just making another pass around here in order for them to take some photographs. Oh, just circling around the Stelbridge Islands here. On the left-hand side, you'll see a helicopter going by quite rapidly. There it is. He's going to come up. He's coming up towards us now. Going to go down just to the rear of the aircraft. He seems slipping sideways there. Oh, he's taken some good photographs of us. Glacier, we made that right-hand turn on. We have a four-man field party up there at present. One person from there, evacuated one person from there just last week, suffering from third-degree frostbite. The temperatures were down to about minus 50 degrees Celsius. I see this cloud north of us coming in very rapidly indeed, and I think we've just got through most of the sightseeing in time before things become obliterated by this rapidly moving cloud. On the left of us is the well-known Farrar Glacier, and we're going to go down here and go across what's known as Marble Point and just see if we can see our drill site. Other dry valleys just to the north of here getting covered in cloud, so we will not be able to get up into there today. However, I think we've done fairly well so far. We anticipate that people down there will be flashing mirrors at us. That's just on the left of the aircraft, the left-hand side of the aircraft. Some sort of habitation down there.
You are approximately 2 miles south of us at this time. If you look straight down, you'll just about see it. Over.
Drill site 901, nice to talk with you. We have you all in sight, but we don't see your mirrors. Best of luck with your drilling.
Oh, Roger, thanks very much. Are you connected through to the deck, over?
You can see the mirrors flashing occasionally.
Are you connected through to the passengers at this stage?
Negative. It's a little difficult to do it. There's about three or four conversations going on at once with everybody, and just a little hard to do.
There we are. We're almost directly over the drill site now, just looking straight down on the left-hand side.
Okay, there'll be another team down next week.
There are about 30 people working
Bob
there.
Bob Thompson's just looking down to see if he got that hole deep enough yet.
Roger on that. You could tell him a SITREP report has come out. A SITREP report should be on his desk by the time he gets back there. Incidentally, you may know my brother Ian from the Air Force, Ian Varco, over.
No, not aware of him. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Roger on that.
So just getting a beam of the aircraft now is the drill site, and now we are heading north.
Well, our flight engineer, Dave Cunningham, would like a word. He's just coming on the radio now.
Roger, stand by.
Yeah, you've got a guy on board, Hans Müller, from West Germany, geophysicist. Is that right?
We have Hans Müller, who is out with another field party at this stage, over.
Hans, that's the man. Give him my regards when he comes back in, will you?
Certainly will. That's Dave Cunningham, flight engineer. Is that Roger?
That's right. We expect to see him in Auckland when he comes back north.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's most of the sightseeing that we're going to see today. We're heading north, and we'll certainly see some more open water, etc. And on the right-hand side, of course, our Mount Erebus and Ross Island. But on the left-hand side, this cloud bank is rapidly coming in. So, unfortunately, we can't get up into the dry valleys, which I'd hope we could. But, however, I think we've had a very good look around here today. Sorry about that. You've seen a sample about how rapidly the cloud moves in here. Northern part of Ross Island is now getting enveloped in this cloud as it moves rapidly southwards. So that's it earlier. I think we're lucky that we get down as early as we did. Otherwise we wouldn't have got the sightseeing in, which I think you all would have enjoyed very much here today.
All right, this is Vanta Station. Power copy.
Roger, Gary, copy you loud and clear.
Yeah, Roger, drill site. We have a set of instructions here on how to use a signal mirror. Would you like us to send them over to you? Over.
Yeah, if you have a signal mirror, that would be helpful too. Over.
Oh yes, I know the old story. I've heard it many times before. If we had some eggs, we could have bacon and eggs. If we had some bacon, over.
Roger, Gary. Also, it's quite lucky we have sun here, not cloud, over.
Well, you're getting below the belt now.
Yeah, banana belt, Roger.
Do you guys have to be rude to each other all the time? We're sorry we couldn't come up to see you, Vander Base. Just looks a little too cloudy for us.
Yeah, Roger 901. Nice to hear from you anyway. Didn't expect you'd still be on the channel, but we have a guy there at the drill site called Varco. He gives us a bit of a hard time, but if you know his brother, I guess you'll know the whole story anyway, hasn't?
Well, somebody knows his brother. I'm not sure who it is, but we'll sort it out.
Roger, Roger. Nice to hear from you. This is Vander Station, standing by.
Okay, Vander, and nice to talk with you too. We'll see you next time around.
Roger, Roger. Have a good trip.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Merry Christmas to you all.
Vander, Scott Base, you were caught out that time.
Yes, we certainly were, Ted. We certainly were, Roger.
Listening out.
Yeah, Roger, Ted, some of us never learned. Vander Station,